The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Colm Buigh from Off the Ball to talk about the weekend sport. A very busy weekend.
It's amazingly busy, isn't it? Starts this afternoon, 3 p.m. The Republic of Ireland senior women's team play Greece in the Nations League. Remember, last time out they lost to Slovenia badly, 4-0 away from home. Before that, they beat Turkey at home, narrowly 1-0, when Turkey could have actually got an equaliser at the end. It's been a difficult start for Carla Ward in that sense. So all eyes on this match.
And unusually, it's in Heraklion in Crete.
Yeah, it is.
I would have expected it to be on the mainland, but no.
No, I think they move. Like, they do tend to move the games around in the women's side of it. So the return leg, the return game next Tuesday is in Dublin, but it's not at the Aviva Stadium. It's in Tala. So okay. They do move it around in these places. Yeah, but Greece, they lost their two games against Slovenia and Turkey. At least we won one, but we were expected to win all these games, Pat. So there's a lot of pressure this afternoon on Ireland.
All right. And tonight we've got football.
Yeah, we have a fully stacked fixture list in the League of Ireland and the Premier Division. So to run you through it, we have Drogheda United against Waterford. Drogheda have been brilliant this season, Pat, after FAI Cup final victory last season. They're full time this year as well. It's made a big difference. Then you have the battles of the City. Of the cities up in the north, it's Derry City versus Cork City. You have Bohemians against Sligo Rovers, two really struggling sides. Both have been very poor since their opening day against Shamrock Rovers at the Aviva Stadium. Galway United against Shamrock Rovers. Galway, under John Caulfield, have been excellent, so Shamrock Rovers. And the main game, we have it on News Talk tonight, Pat, St. Patrick's Athletic against Shelburne.
Now, you know, Shane Coleman is out there wearing a Shamrock Rovers jersey. He's a lifelong Bows fan. I wonder now, for Make-A-Wish, would he go to Dalymount Park in his Shamrock Rovers jersey?
What a wish that would make.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was doing that. Yeah, because I thought, when you said Shamrock Rovers and Shane Coleman, I was like, he's one of the many, many Bulls supporters that are in this office. It's mostly Bulls.
So that'd be a real challenge, equivalent to Ciara wearing the snake around her neck, I think.
I'd say it's exact same, Pat. Exact same level, yeah.
Now, let's have a listen to this.
Kitty's Light is in fourth. Manella Indo is pressed and passed by Aya Maximus, who starts to storm clear inside the last half furlong. And Aya Maximus and Paul Townend streaking away to win the Randox Grand National.
Well, that was last year. And of course, it is the biggest race in the world, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
The one that catches the imagination. Because it's such, I know it's been made a little bit easier, less dangerous for horse and rider, but it's still a tough challenge.
Well, they changed the fences, didn't they, from wooden to plastic. So it's a bit, it is a bit safer. That's about a decade ago. Yeah, 4 p.m. tomorrow, 34 horses, 4.25 miles, 30 fences. Irish trained horses in 5 of the 6 actually races overall. But I am Maximus there. You played that clip, the Woody Mullins trained horse, won it last year, could win it again this year. And look, it has changed a lot in the last decade. It has been safer overall, but it's still ultimately competitive. And it's funny because you have the, I suppose, the hangover after Cheltenham, and this is the one that actually catches everybody, that we're back into it, and this is actually the race. Yeah. This is it.
Now, there was some sad news. Rachel Blackmore was unseated yesterday and was hauled off in an ambulance, but is okay.
Yeah, looks that
but,
way. Yeah.
Unfortunately, her horse didn't survive.
No, and that's the look. That is the impending tragedy that a lot of these races have. Sometimes doesn't happen, and on this occasion it did. But for Rachel Blackmore, yeah, it looks like the recovery is going decently well, but not so much for the horse, no.
Now, let's talk about, before we talk about the Premier League and that Manchester derby, let's concentrate on rugby for a few moments.
Yeah.
The Rugby Champions Cup.
Last 16, yeah. So at Croke Park, actually, tomorrow, Pat, 3 p.m, Leinster entertain Harlequins, star-studded Leinster, so they'll have Jordy Barrett available, RG Snyman, Slimani. And I saw, we got a text actually during the week on Off the Ball that Leinster are stronger than Ireland.
And well, I'll let that, I don't know, all do you Leinster fans out there. Years ago, before the, you wouldn't, you're too young, but before the fall of the Soviet Union, Russia sometimes fielded Dynamo Kiev as the Russian
as
team.
As the team, yeah.
Because that was the strongest team. And it didn't help to mix it up with other clubs.
Look, you could definitely argue. You know, look, there will always be, well, at the moment, there's Connacht representation in the Irish team. There's a bit of Munster. There's no Ulster. But yeah, we're Leinster heavy. But someone had a very good argument that it's actually better than the national side. So that's 3 o'clock tomorrow.
But some of the lads would not be qualified to play for the national side.
So. No, not yet. But I mean, if you stay long enough in the country, you get the residency and then you are available. 2.5 hours later, though, tomorrow, the big one. For me, for many others, is in France, Pat, because Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle entertained Munster in the last 16, 5:30 p.m. We'll also have commentary on that on News Talk. We'll have updates. It's amazing to me, Pat. Ronan O'Gara's retired as a player for over a decade. This is the first time he's ever come up against Munster as a head coach. He was a coach at Racing when they played Munster, but this is him as a head coach. And La Rochelle haven't won a game for exactly 3 months today since the last time they won any game.
What's
on
going
the 4th of January. I would say a lot of their star players have been missing a lot. And it has a genuine impact. We actually had Ron McGarry on the show this morning on Off the Ball Breakfast. And you're talking about Jonathan Danty, Gregory Aldrete, Kerr Barlow, Lavani Bhatia, Will Skelton. They've all, between them, only played a handful of games. It's had a massive impact. For Munster, a lot of the star players are back. Peter O'Mahony wasn't available for the win against Connacht last week in Mayo in the URC. He'll hopefully be back. We don't have the teams yet, but they're fast coming in. The big problem for Munster is there's no Alex Nankivell in the centres. He got sent off for a straight red against Connacht, quite controversially, last Saturday afternoon. So he'll need to be replaced in the centre. It's not great centre depth for Munster. But other than that, it actually is a very good looking potential 15 and on the bench as well.
And then Ulster are away on Sunday.
Yes,
and the Sales Sharks match, they go to France to play Toulouse. That might be worth watching.
Yeah,
on
that will be a class game. Yeah, because Toulouse, like, I know they're like Antoine Dupont less, but they're still going to be a formidable force. For Ulster, it's very difficult. They're going to Bordeaux Begley, who have been superb. That's the team that Joey Carberry plays for. He left Ireland. He's there out half. He was on the show with us a couple of months ago, and just cherishing actually how great it is to play in France and in that rugby, and in that team environment. Bordeaux were heavy, heavy favourites to play Ulster. This is the problem with this Champions Cup format, Pat. This last 16 entrant is that Ulster only won one game in the pool, and yet they find themselves in this situation where they're going to France to play Bordeaux. It would be a remarkable feat. Amazing if they won this game. If they win this game, Ulster, they would play the winner of La Rochelle Munster.
Wow. All to savour, I think.
Yes.
Now, let's talk Premier League. And of course, the big one will be the Manchester Derby.
Yeah.
In normal times,
yes,
it might be.
Exactly.
But we've no Haaland for City because he's out injured. And who knows? Manchester United put up something of a fight in the second half with Harry Maguire as centre forward.
Yeah. He came on late at the City ground against Nottingham Forest. United lost that game 1-0, but Harry Maguire had two opportunities in stoppage time, one that he headed wide, and then the other one was cleared off the line. And so he's a very effective centre-forward, but the problem is that Manchester United's collection of forwards are very ineffective, and it's been the case for many, many weeks and months now. They just don't score goals. It's a bit of an underwhelming derby on paper because City aren't going to win the league, United aren't going to go anywhere in the league particularly, they're down the lower half of the table. For United, it's all about really the Europa League this season. If they get, that's the only way they're going to get into the Champions League for next season if they actually win that competition. And as for Man City, Pep Guardiola said winning the FA Cup and winning the inaugural Club World Cup won't change anything. There'll be no Rolexes given out to players if they win that. He's lamenting their poor season, both in the Champions League when they got knocked out and in the Premier League. So it's a weird derby, but it's 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. There will always be interest in this. It's at Old Trafford. United have had recent success at Old Trafford against City, but they've also had famous defeats. None more so, do you remember Mario Balotelli, why always me, in that 6-1 defeat in 2011.
Chelsea last night?
Not bad. 1-0 win against Spurs. They were the better side throughout. Spurs thought they had equalised through Pape Sarr, but it was disallowed because of a foul. Chelsea, in fairness, had thought they doubled their lead, but that was also ruled out from offside when Moises Caicedo volleyed in. But they won the game. Enzo Fernandez got a header. Much better side.
And finally, I suppose, the Japanese Grand Prix, the Formula One season could be interesting because already it's a bit mixed up. So
yeah.
McLaren being dominant.
Yes. Look, it is. It's still fairly competitive. I saw the Verstappen quotes during the week. They were quite interesting. And this is on Sunday, 6 a.m. actually, Irish time. That people can get up and watch this.
I don't think they will, though.
This weekend is ridiculously stacked, but you're going to have
to
schedule it.
We forgot the hurling.
We did forget the hurling. I didn't forget the hurling. We didn't have it on the running order, unbelievably. This is what's happening with hurling in this country. People are talking about football. Tip against Cork in the league final in Parky Queeve, Pat. I hope you'll come down to join us to watch it.
I'm afraid I've got other things to do. Unfortunately. Colin Bowie from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.